I'm joined by the Beirut-based journalist Mitch Prothero.
Oh, yeah.
Mitch, you were pretty close when the bomb went off. What did you hear and see?
I live about a kilometer away and have an office in my home. So when the bomb actually exploded, it shook the ensuing neighborhood pretty well. I was about 800 meters to a kilometer away. But broken glass really starts at about 4 to 5 blocks around the epicenter.
And have you been to the scene?
Yes, I have. There's at least 12 cars that have been destroyed by fire or explosion, including what looked like the car that had the bomb planted in it, had been flipped over and landed on the hood of an Audi. You couldn't really determine the make of the car because it had been completely destroyed. Windows were broken starting about 4 to 5 blocks out. The glass covered Sassine Square, which is an upper middle class enclave of sort of Christian Beirut. It's a very prominent area with broken glass throughout all of it, almost like fallen snow. There were multiple body parts on the ground when I arrived. We're hearing at this point that 8 are dead, which I think might end up being a little conservative, and as many as 72 wounded, we think mostly from flying broken glass.
Any idea what building was targeted?
It looked like it was targeting a car, based on my initial assessment. There was nothing specific around it that would indicate, you know, political or financial target. There are a few prominent bankers have offices in the area. About 150 meters away is an opposition Muslim political party known as March 14, which would be synonymous with former Prime Minister Hariri. About 100 meters away, also, there's a Christian militia headquarters known as the Lebanese Forces. But the location of the blast itself, it was very hard to determine exactly who was being targeted.
What's your best guess?
My best guess right now is that somebody tried to blow up a car with someone else in it. I mean, that's pretty much what we're working on. There did seem to be either a vehicle passing by another vehicle or that the bomb was in the target vehicle itself. But beyond that, I was speaking with police. They weren't saying anything, and the army was extremely agitated. Normally, the Lebanese army is fairly calm and polite in these situations, but as of late, they've become more and more testy sort of on these situations, and they're being quite rough at certain points with people trying to get them out of the way.
And you're sure that it was a car bomb rather than a bomb inside a building, as some have speculated?
I guess it's a possibility, but it really did look like a car had been completely incinerated and then flipped onto the car next to it, which is often a good indicator. Also, there weren't dramatic damage to a specific building that at least we were able to see. So, you know, it's possible that around the corner it had been closed off by the police, but I walked it several times, and that was the best determination we could make at the time. The damage did seem to be limited to outside on the street. Buildings were destroyed or badly damaged, but none of them were damaged in such a way that you thought a bomb had gone off inside them.
And there was a Syrian bank nearby? Can you tell us
anything
about
that? There's a very prominent Syrian bank named Azbalm that it was located right next to it. Several banks have offices there, but it's a possibility that perhaps a bank official had been targeted either with that bank or one of the many others. Many prominent banks are along that street. I would think that it would be unlikely that it would be a political act of violence against the Syrians based on its location, because this would probably be the most devoutly anti-Syrian neighborhood in all of Lebanon. And for somebody to set a car bomb off in an attempt to kill a Syrian official knew that they were going to put the lives of many people at risk that, you know, are their followers, so to speak. So that seems a little unlikely to me, but it is Lebanon, so anything's possible.
And you say that a death toll of 8 is maybe conservative. Why?
Well, just because of the amount of injuries upon arrival. You know, this is a very crowded area where it went off. It's actually more residential. There's a parking lot adjacent to it, but there's an entire row of like 10-story residential buildings. Broken glass would have flown into all those homes. We saw balconies destroyed from the blast as it went up through this sort of canyon, and then it came out onto Sassine Square. So the area would have been very crowded. I mean, if it's only 8, and I hope it is, that's a possibility. But, you know, there's going to be a lot of people in the hospital tonight in Lebanon.
Okay, Mitch, thank you very much. Thanks.
No problem at all.